Hey, you're Stocks from the 5 Yard Rush podcast, and you're listening to the Ballers Dynasty podcast. You're either here because you're in the league or you just got lost.
Hey ballers, it's Pitsy. It's playoff football, and this is the quarterfinal preview. As always, Stormo is here to help me run through it all. Hey, buddy.
All right, Pitsy. All right, how you doing, bud?
Yes, excited for some playoff football, mate.
Yeah, mate. I can't believe that we're here already. I'm still loving life off my last victory and making it to the playoffs. I can actually talk about my team in this, so that's always good to watch.
I can't tell if I'm more shocked about you getting to the playoffs or me getting to the playoffs.
Well, you had more of a chance at one point. I didn't have a chance in hell, to be honest.
Straight really knocked out of the park. That was good.
Yeah, for you to sneak in on the last day was pretty impressive as well.
It was just that, like, this the whole. I don't want to rub it in or anything, and I apologize, Susie, but yeah, Susie losing the last two games when we talked about it.
Massive.
It was huge.
It's the same with Duff, to be fair, didn't we? We were like, Duff, come on, you can do this. Too big. And they got two big, massive results in those last two games.
We need you to beat Susie. We need you to beat Rob.
It did two massive favours at the end, didn't he? So, yeah, it was fantasy football at its best, to be honest.
Yeah. Play till the end. Play till the end.
It's exactly.
Good. It is now all about the win, Stormo. Lose and your season is done. Win and you progress. So both Lee and Dan have a bye this week so they can properly chill out. However, four teams can as they have the quarterfinals to deal with. Stormo, who is up first?
Well, the first quarterfinal sees Strong Side Cornbread, Simon take on Pitsy and take on Simon and his Hey Donald, sorry. Pitsy, you obviously snuck into the playoffs with a last minute win and other games going in your favour. And Simon, on the other hand, had a pretty solid season. He's done really well without a quarterback since he lost Dak. I think he would be in a lot better position with Dak if he carried on as he was going. These two, you've only faced each other once, and that was in week six, and Simon won that by 3-3-3 to 2-9-1. So it's pretty close, pretty high scoring.
I was surprised by that when I was looking back to see what the game was, to see that I'd got 291 points. I was quite shocked at that.
It's also quite a close one currently. I don't know if you both set your lineups, but it's currently in Simon's favour at 59% to 41, which means pretty much nothing. There's a good battle of running backs here. The big thing you need to be aware of, obviously, CMC was back in practice today, no red shirt, back fully, which means he's gone back into Simon's lineup. So he's obviously... that could be a game changer for Simon massively. So obviously he's got CMC, he's got Eckler, and whether Edwards-Helaire comes back and plays, who knows? But
is Eckler back in the lineup too?
Yeah, Eckler's back in his lineup too. Two big injuries.
Jesus.
And then obviously, but you've got some big dogs in your team. You've got Drake, Mostert, and Sanders, who've been playing pretty well as well. But yeah, if you can just kind of match his running backs thing. I think your quarterback, I think that's where I slightly snuck. My quarterback scored 25 more points than Simon and kind of gave me the edge I think that's what Mahomes does. It gives me the edge where I lose with my running backs. He kind of tops it up. So that's what you would need for Lamar to do.
Yeah. Just have to have a little tinker and see some of the matchups and work out who I need to put in.
Yeah, mate.
Right, our second quarterfinal is Puss United going up against the Generals. That is Stormo, you versus Thacker. Thacker tied up a place in the playoffs 2 weeks ago after quite a solid season. The odd blip here and there made things touch and go for him at one point, but then he got the job done. Storm, you managed to start the season on a fantastic 0-7 record, as we've already mentioned, then did something ridiculous and won the remaining six games. Because you... were a high-scoring team, it meant that you were able to sneak into the playoffs in the last week.
Yeah, so Thacker was actually the game where it all started. Thacker was my first win when I was 0-7. And it was, I think Thacker and I were the two highest scorers that week. I got a massive score, like 370 odd, and Thacker got like 340 or 330-ish. It was one of those ones where Cook went off, but it was the same one where people in my team went off. This is currently heavily favored in my thing, 79 to 21. I don't know if that has changed his team. It's got Mahomes versus Wilson. Obviously, Wilson was up there for MVP. He's kind of, plateaued and chilled out a little bit.
Fizzled out a little bit,
Yeah, he pulls it out a little bit. But then it's kind of like Thacker's wide receivers. No, Thacker's running back. So he's got obviously Cook and Chubb versus my wide receivers of DK and Adams. So it'd be an interesting matchup to see. But yeah, I think it's going to be close as well.
Nice. Yeah, there are two playoff games that are happening this week. Now we move on to the Toilet Bowl.
Toilet bowl, toilet bowl. So yeah, moving on to the toilet bowl. Our first matchup is against is Susie and a blue suede men's shoes up against the Gotham City Rogues. Susie had been a high flyer and was in the playoff pretty much all season till that last week. Until week 22.
That's definitely not week 22.
Until
Week
week 12.
12, yeah.
Week 12 came along and she lost to Ollie. And then week 13 came up and she lost to Lee. Ollie, on the other hand, has had a tough season all year, pretty much from the start. Major injuries, some dodgy draft picks. But, he's picked up two massive wins at the end and ended the season on a high. These two have played each other twice. Week three went to Susie 3-7-1 to 2-3-2, which was a massive blowout. And then Ollie obviously won in week 12, 2-7-2 to 2-0-9, which is a pretty big score as well. So, yeah, that's pretty decent matchups between them. So it's winner takes all now, isn't it, really?
Yep. I think the loser goes into the final of the toilet bowl.
Toilet bowl, yeah. So the loser of this goes into pretty much first or second pick, isn't it?
Yep. But we'll talk about rules for that in a second. So the final game for the toilet bowl this week is Decaf McCaffrey's against Rollin with Mahomes. Mark had hard season and couldn't get things rolling, excuse the pun. Rob kept up right until the end, but just fell short. These two teams met just once this season in week 7. It was a close game, but it went the way of the McCaffreys, Rob winning 319 to 303.
Super close. I forgot to mention the one above. The actual that matchup is super close. It's 51% to 49 in Susie's favor at the minute. So that should be a super tight battle for that third and final who's who of the year. Rob's game with Mark is currently favored to Mark heavily. We've spoken about how Rob's team is very inconsistent. But yeah, it's 67% towards Mark at the minute. It is also the battle of the Joneses, Rojo and Aaron Jones. That'll be quite an interesting matchup. They've both been pretty decent this year. And Keenan Allen versus D Hop as well. So those will be two interesting matchups to watch in that game.
Nice. All right, Storm, have you got any thoughts and figures for us this week?
Yeah, so the top scoring players this week are there's a couple of surprises. And Mahomes, obviously number one. Taysom Hill is currently slipped into the top 10. He had a pretty standard game the week before, but he had a decent game this weekend. So yeah, he slips into the top 10. The rest of the usuals, the Mahomeses, the Allens, the Wilsons, the Murrays, yada yada yada. Back from injury, shot straight up to the top of the chart. CMC is predicted to be the highest scoring running back. Obviously, you've got Jones, Cook, Henry, the other ones. Wide receivers predicted one and two, or DK and Adams, or Adams and DK. And strange one on this one, McKissick is actually in the top five in the wide receiver column, which is quite it's quite a cool position for him because he's like a hybrid, isn't he? And in sleeper, you can play him in either role. Tight ends, the usuals, Kelce, Waller, Hock. You already mentioned that Kelce's already 70 points on Waller. Ebron's in the top five as well, so he's been got a nice little connection with Big Ben at the minute. And they were talking
If he
about when I was
can
watching this.
chuff and catch it.
It's not as bad as Johnson though, is
No,
it?
jeez. They're both
But
as bad as each other.
they were doing this thing on, I don't know if it was this weekend's Steelers game or the last weekend's Steelers game, where how Big Ben has gone from being the slowest releasing passer in the league to the quickest.
Yeah, it was
So
last week
obviously,
against the Ravens. That was
yeah,
good. Yeah.
So I don't know whether so this whole year is the quickest releasing. So he literally holds onto the ball for about 2 seconds, two and a half seconds, which
and
means
bashes out.
Yeah, just get the short yardage, throws the rockets, and then every now and again throws a bomb. But yeah, that's you know how his game's evolved almost. Yeah, and the D's this week you've got the Seahawks, Saints, Chiefs, and Panthers. They're all predicted to score the most. Big games to watch this week. We've got the Rams versus the Pats on Thursday night. Chiefs versus the Dolphins. That'll be a really good game, I think. Vikings versus the Bucks. That will be another good game. Both of them are pretty much level on points as well and in the hunt. Packers versus Lions, a divisional game there. Steelers versus the Bills, another one with two top teams going at each other. And the Ravens versus the Browns, a nice divisional game as well. So
there's some huge games there. Like the Raiders versus Browns is quite a sneaky playoff game, that.
Ravens need to win that big time.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah. Bill Steelers has got some playoff. Yeah, like we need to get back to winning, but Bill's looking for that playoff spot too. I think they can wrap up their division, possibly.
Yeah, and obviously the Dolphins need to keep going because they need to stop the New England Patriots getting any bye spots or any extra. Not bye spots, they can't get by any like wild card spots and stuff like that.
Well, we have a thing in our league, don't we? We want the Miami Dolphins to be above the Patriots because there's a wager on that, isn't there? So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's close, I think, but they've got a nice little cushion at the minute, and the games are running out. But the Pats just seem to be doing things right at the minute and winning ugly. But yeah, we'll see how we go. The Vikings Bucks is another one where they're both. I think the ones. Level on point, 1-6-6 and 1-7-5, and they're both in the hunt. So yeah, that would be another massive game.
I was just about to say, December football is bread and butter for Bill Belichick. This is his time of the year, so
he makes his money.
Yes, I expect the Patriots to be moving on uphill, unfortunately, but we'll see. Right, boys and girls, rules of the playoffs: no tanking, please. It is a case of try and do your best. Try and set your team up, make sure you've got players in every position. For talking about the toilet bowl, so the bottom four, obviously I know you are wanting to have the first overall pick, which means losing all your games to become that bottom team. However, if we do see you tanking, taking all your players out, that might have issues further up the board. If I potentially have your pick and you have been tanking yourself, then that obviously helps me out. But again, also, if someone has a pick, if I have their pick that you're tanking against and you end up losing, then that means that my pick that I've got bumps higher up the list. So it kind of affects me both ways. And then that goes with the top six, those who are in the playoffs. If you end up losing straight away, then you'd be thinking, right, well, I'll end up losing my game on purpose so that I can get a better pick for further down the line. And again, that then has problems for other people who might already have your pick, or people who you are playing against who have got their picks further up the line. So you're kind of making sure that you're not having a disadvantage for those people who have already taken other people's picks in that sort of thing, if that all makes sense. If you don't, then obviously get in touch, chat to me on the board, we'll chat it through. I'll put all the rules and stuff that we kind of want in, just in case people haven't listened to this, so that people know they are not tanking.
It's pretty simple, to be fair. Play your strongest team, or play what team you think will be the strongest. Make sure you've got a full lineup. And, you know, at the end of the day, even though Ollie finished bottom, he's still going to put his best team in, and he might finish, you know, sixth. And that's just the way it goes. Obviously, he would lose that first round pick, or he would lose that first pick. But, you know, it's about trying to finish strong all the way through. But yeah, obviously it does affect. So, like, I know I've got two first round picks. If someone else throws their game, I could go from having, say, a third to a fifth because of that, what happens. So, but yeah, and that's not, you know, in the game of sports. So yeah, just play your best team, what you think is going to be the best team, play a full team, and then yeah, just fight till the end. It's not over. You know, you always want to finish one spot higher than you can, or you don't, no one wants to finish last. So keep going. Just, yeah. Play fair is pretty much the easiest thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, play fair. I think that's the biggest thing, because obviously, like we said, it has an impact on other people's picks, whether you win or lose. So just play it to win, and that way it's always fair. We have actually had a little chat about what happens if we do see someone tanking If you're in the bottom four, it was the toilet bowl, and we see that you've tanked on purpose, we will just give you the fourth overall pick, and everybody bumps up their picks. And then that goes for sixth to first. If you are then knocked out of the playoffs and you tank after that to get a better pick, then we will move you up to 10th for your first round.
Yeah, I think that's the fairest thing as well. Yeah, so
just play to win. Makes it easier. Makes everybody's life easier and, fair.
So, yeah, you could go from having your 7th pick to 10th for being silly. So might as well just play your team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sweet. Sweet. Playoff football, buddy. It's time.
Let's do this, mate. Let's do this. Let's take these top seeds out.
That's it. Let's get them gone, mate, and we'll meet up into the final.
Your boy. Awesome, mate. Until next time.
Until next time. Balls out.